Monday features mostly sunny skies and mainly afternoon showers and storms in the East Coast metro area, while the Gulf Coast will be sunny with some afternoon showers and storms in spots. Look for good sun, a few clouds, and maybe a shower in the Keys. A high risk of dangerous rip currents remains at the Atlantic beaches. Highs on Monday will be mostly in the upper 80s on the mainland and in the mid-80s in the Keys. Tuesday will bring lots of sun and a few clouds around South Florida, but we can't rule out a few showers in spots in the East Coast metro area. Tuesday's highs will be in the mid-80s. Wednesday will feature a gusty breeze and a nice mix of sun and clouds in the East Coast metro area. The Gulf Coast will see sunny skies and a gusty breeze as a front moves through. The Keys will see good sun and a few clouds. Wednesday's highs will be in the mid-80s in the East Coast metro area and the Keys and in the low 80s along the Gulf Coast. Thursday will begin with a pleasantly cool morning with lows in the upper 60s on the mainland and the mid-70s in the Keys. The day will be breezy with plenty of sun and a few clouds. Highs on Thursday will be in the upper 70s on the mainland and near 80 degrees in the Keys. Friday's forecast calls for a cool morning with lows in the low 60s on the mainland. Then we'll see lots of sun and a few clouds. Highs on Friday will be in the upper 70s in the East Coast metro area and the Keys, and in the mid-70s along the Gulf Coast. Captionite, attachment. People wade through a street flooded by rains caused by Tropical Storm Melissa in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Friday, October 24, 2025. AP photo, Ricardo Hernandez. Melissa is now a major hurricane as it approaches Jamaica, and it will bring life-threatening conditions and severe damage. Early on Sunday, Melissa was about 120 miles south-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica, and was moving west at 5 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds were 140 miles per hour, but additional intensification is forecast. There's a hurricane warning for Jamaica, as well as a hurricane watch for eastern Cuba, and a hurricane watch and tropical storm warning for southern Haiti westward to Port-au-Prince. Additional watches and warnings are expected, including for the southeastern Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos. Besides extremely damaging hurricane-force winds, flooding rains, deadly mudslides, and life-threatening storm surge, swells from Melissa will create dangerous surf conditions for Jamaica, Hispaniola, eastern Cuba, and the Cayman Islands.